She said, "Ed has been to the doctor today, and I don't think he's doing very well." She said, "I think you better go see him tonight." So I jumped back in my pickup, and I drove up to Louisville to the hospital, and I found his room, and I went up and knocked on his door, and his lovely little wife, Ruthie, she came to the door, and I said, "Ruthie, how's Ed?" She said, "Thurman, he's no good. He's been diagnosed, and they done surgery on him today. He happened to be 42 years old at the time." She said, "They opened him up and looked inside of him, and he had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of his body. He only has a few weeks left to live. There's nothing they can do." Just as clear as I have ever heard in my life, I'm standing within 3 feet of this precious, beautiful lady, wife of his, and I hear this voice, "Son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I'll heal him." Now, as a Southern Baptist deacon, I'd never seen anything like that. That put me to the test in the healing realm. So for the first time in my life, I go home. I had God in a little bitty box. I remember walking down that corridor at the hospital looking up saying, "Lord, you didn't hear what she said. She said he has terminal cancer." Now, I had God in a little teeny box about this big. I didn't realize who he was. I said, "Lord, you didn't understand. You didn't hear what he said. She said he has terminal cancer." I can only see the King look down at me and said, "Son, if you ever get a hold of who I am, you'll never doubt me again." And unfortunately, that's where I was. But I went home that night, and for the first time in my life, I began to do something I had never done. Although I'd been a Sunday school teacher for 20 plus years, I had never looked up my topic under healing. I began to open the Bible. I began to find all kinds of promises God made for healing the body of His church, even the unbelievers. I thought, "Lord, this is awesome." And then several hours later, I came up on a guarantee, if it's done according to the Word, to heal every Christian every time if they'll do what the Word of God says. James 5:14, 15, and 16, the King makes you this statement. "Is any sick among you?" Who would that include? That's all of us. "Any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, let them anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith," not an unbelieving prayer, but a prayer of faith, not a prayer "if it be your will," but a prayer of faith, "shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise you up. And if your sickness is due to a sin, I, the Lord, will forgive your sin, and I will raise you up." Therefore, the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I thought, "Lord, that's awesome. That is a guarantee from you to heal every one of us every time if we'll just believe you." But then I heard for the first time in my life, I was fixing to step into a realm that was so supernatural, I, for the first time in my life, heard the authoritative voice of our enemy. And this voice said, "Oh, you've just read that before. That was in your subconscious. And when you were standing down there in front of that room, that was not really God that spoke to you." I mean, I'm a little bit confused at this point. I went to bed that Wednesday night thinking I might be having a mental breakdown. I didn't know what was happening. I knew so little about the spirit world. But Sunday morning, I turned over and looked at my wife and I said, "Honey, I've got to tell somebody." She said, "What? What have you done?" I said, "Honey, I'm hearing God's voice." She said, "Well, my goodness, if you're hearing God's voice, what does he say?" I said, "He told me to tell Ed Brock to call the men of the church to pray over him and he'll heal him." Thank God for good women. She said, "Well, my goodness, honey, if God told you to do that, what are we waiting for? Let's go tell him." And I thought, here she is. She's not heard it. She only heard it from me. This is the fourth time I've heard God speak to me, and that woman of mine's got more faith than I do. I said, "Lord, thank you for a good woman." So we went over to Ed and Ruthie Brock's that Sunday afternoon after church. I said, "Ed, the doctors have sent Ed home to die." I said, "Ed, I have a word from God for you. And it's written right here in James 5:14, 15, and 16. He said, "Well, what does it mean?" I said, "Open your Bible." He opened his Bible, and we read that magnificent promise. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise you up. And if you've committed a sin or your sickness is due to a sin, I, the Lord, will forgive you, and I, the Lord, will heal you. He read that and he said, Thurman. He said, I'm 42 years old. I've been in church all my life. He said, I have never heard that verse preached on from the pulpit. I've never heard it taught in a Sunday school class. He said, if a verse that powerful still works, somebody would have taught us that verse. I said, maybe they're like me, Ed. Maybe they didn't know it was in there. But I said, it's in God's Word. How many of you know if it's written in God's Word, it's there for a purpose? He said, Thurman, I can't believe it. I said, Ed, let me tell you this. What if I told you I heard God's voice first and He told me to tell you to do this? He said, you're going to tell me you heard God's voice? I said, yes, sir. He said, Thurman, you must think I'm crazy. He said, I never heard nobody say they heard God's voice. I said, Ed, I heard it in front of your room, and He told me to tell you to do what He said in James 5:14. He said, well, Thurman, I just don't believe that. So I prayed with him and went home. A few days later, Ed Brock's back in the hospital in Louisville. His lungs filling up, and he's dying. I go back again, and I open this book, and I read that verse to him. And he said, Thurman, I want God's will to be done, but I don't know what it is. I thought, here I stand in front of this man with a blood covenant sealed in the blood of our King, and he told me exactly what he would do. All I got to do is pray the prayer of faith, and you don't know what his will is? I said, it's right here. He said, Thurman, I can't believe it. See, that's the problem. We can't believe it. It's too wonderful to be true. So he wouldn't believe. So I leave again. They pump his lungs out, send him home, stays home a few days, comes back worse.